Hey, are you asleep? Oh, so you're just responding to me in your sleep then? Okay, fine. Be that way. Oh no. Don't talk to me now. You're asleep, remember? I'll just stay over here in my sleeping bag and go back to sleep. I'm a brat. You're the one who said you were asleep when I wanted to actually have a conversation. And blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Anyways. I can't believe I let you talk me into camping. No. You know, this was not my idea. I'm Southern, not country. There's a difference. Bugs, all that. It's not my, it's not my area. It's been fun, though. The stars are pretty and, I guess it's a nice experience to get away from everything. And the company isn't all that bad either, I suppose. It's cold out here, though. Yeah, I have a blanket and my flannel pajamas, but it's still cold. Yeah, of course you're not cold. You're like a human furnace. I don't know what it is about guys. Y'all are just so damn hot all the time. Meanwhile, I'm over here shivering under many, many layers. No, I'll be fine. I'm just exaggerating, being dramatic. No, you don't have to share your blanket with me. What are you gonna do? Pick me up and force me to come over there? You wouldn't dare. Actually, you probably would dare. Whatever. Okay. I'll come cuddle with you. Under the guise of you keeping me warm. It's okay. We both know that you have nightmares and you just prefer me being there to protect you. Alright, let's get over. Yeah, this is good. So, how that girl you've been talking to feel about you cuddling me like this? We know it's just friends, but she can't stand me. Oh, you're not talking to her anymore? What a shame. Yeah, I could probably try to sound just a little more remorseful, but she was kind of a bitch. You gotta admit. Hey, it wasn't my job to like her. It was yours. Hey, you mind if we switch positions? Yeah, okay. Okay, you lay on your back. No. Cozy up to your side and throw my leg between yours. And yeah, this is much warmer. Plus, I can lay my head on your shoulder. It's like a pillow, like my own little pillow. But yeah, he'll find someone when it's time to find someone. So I wouldn't really worry about it too much. What'd you say? No, really, what'd you say? Alright, fine. Don't tell me. I think we should probably go to sleep anyway. It's really late. You smell really good, though. Yeah. Now I feel a little too warm. No. I'll just stay right here. It's fine. Plus, your shirt's really soft. I could just lay here, stroking my hand over your stomach, just feeling the fabric, of course. Why else would I be touching you? It's completely innocent. And if this hand that I have stroking over your stomach happens to stroke down a little lower, tracing the edge of your pants, then that's completely innocent too, right? Cat got your tongue, This is probably the longest I've ever heard you not say anything. Do you want me to stop? You don't know. Well, I'll leave my hand here, just stroking, while you figure it out. And when you figure it out, you let me know. And while I stroke, I think I'll go ahead and taste you. Maybe your neck first. Maybe now your ear. Slipped right under your shirt to trace your stomach and feel your skin on my bare fingertips. Oh, stop teasing you? I'm not teasing you. That would be mean. And I'm not a mean friend. Yeah, you're right. This isn't how friends act. So what are you gonna do about that? Are we gonna be more than friends? Because if I'm honest, I haven't thought of you as just a friend for a long time now. And this seemed like the perfect opportunity to let you know how I feel the moment you touched me. I couldn't stop myself from wanting more. What is more? Well, I think we can talk about the specifics a little later, but for now, I've got something else in mind. First, you have to tell me if you've decided, because I won't kiss you until you tell me you have, or haven't. No pressure. I want you to be completely sure, and I don't want to pressure you or rush you, so I'll take my hand. No, you don't want me to move my hand. In that case, there's definitely something else that I want to touch. I'm actually nervous. I wanted to touch you for so long that kiss me first, or I'll kiss you. I can't wait to taste your lips. Kissed you a long time ago. I knew it would be like that. I can feel myself getting wet. And as much as I'm really I need you to moan for me like that again. I love that I can make you moan like that. But now it's me. Well, I'm only this sexy for you. But I think you should take this shirt off so I can kiss and lick down your body until I get to my destination. And I'll take my shirt off too, so you can feel my nipples and my breasts pressing against you as I slide down your body. And bite them. Oh, are your nipples sensitive too? And now the other one. And now I think I'll kiss. Oh, I'm almost there. Lift up for me so we can get rid of these pants. Wow. I love it's so pretty. Remember, I've always told you that I have a special appreciation for all cocks. I like the look of them. And I especially like this one because it's yours. Are you ready? Do you want me to tell you all about how I can't wait to have my mouth on your cock? I thought about it a lot. I always imagine that the first thing I do is circle my tongue around your head and take short licks like a lollipop, just letting your taste creep into my tongue, tasting those first drops of gum leaking from your head. And then when you're begging, I'd finally take you in my mouth and suck and lick until you came all down my throat or on my tip. Or my face, or wherever you wanted to. Oh God, my pussy is pulsing just thinking about it. But I don't have to think about it anymore. And I guess I should put us both out of our misery and just take you in my mouth and lick you. Would you like that? I love that. I'm gonna take care of you. I know I said that I make you beg. I don't think I can hold on. How you taste? Bone for me, baby. I want to hear you. You're so hard. You're so hard for me. I'm close, baby. I can feel your balls. They're so tight. I can't wait to swallow. I can't wait to taste your cum. Come here, baby. You taste so good. Was that good for you? That's the first of many. I can't wait for more. Aren't you sensitive? Okay. I won't torture you and lick you anymore or suck you anymore. I don't want it to be painful for you. I will come up and kiss you, though. Next time. For now, I think we should sleep since the sun's coming up, but just know that we've got plenty of time to explore.